All right. It's time for the Only in Laguna file. This is one of my favorite segments where we look through our local crime blotter here in Laguna Beach. And since we can never find anything too terrible, we just remind ourselves how good we have it here.
Which is a good thing.
Which is awesome. So let's start with the very, very petty. Okay. 2:45 p.m. at Treetop Lane, the 21600 block. Petty theft. A purse was scuffed and $273 was stolen.
Do not make fun of that.
Well, I'm not. I'm reporting the news.
Was it a Birkin? Was it a Tory Burch? Was it Chanel?
It just says a purse was scuffed.
Well,
And I scoffed.
Was it a Valentino?
I don't know.
Was it a Marinka?
But, wow, Monica, you really know your purses.
Because I can't afford to buy any of them.
I only know Gucci.
Was it a Gucci?
That's a purse, right?
Oh, Gucci's purses are great. Was it a Louis Vuitton? Because, I mean, you know, if it were, that stuff is going in the paper.
Please, somebody come forward and tell us whoever reported this. All right, the next one. The reporting party thinks that someone has been poisoning their tree. This is a hot button issue.
That was real.
Yeah, people have been trying to kill trees
left and right in this town.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, most of the time, it's because if I have the issue correct, there's a tree blocking their extremely expensive ocean view.
I'm all about the oohs and ahs today. That's true.
So the reporting party thinks, no proof, that someone has been poisoning their tree. I wonder how they diagnose that. I wonder if they're like, if the tree just looks a little sickly today.
Okay, first of all, that's a little bit funny and sad at the same time because, yes, there are diagnostic tests, and, yes, there probably is an arborist in town who can probably do it for you. His name is Sean Hunter Brown. Shout out to him. Secondly, that's a...
I can go collect some dirt samples.
If neighbors don't... If you won't cut down your tree and because the neighbors like are like, no, it's my tree, and you just poison it... That's white oleander stuff.
Like, that doesn't seem as bad as, like, if you didn't like their dog and you poisoned their dog, but it's a living thing, too. It's another living organism.
You're absolutely right, and that's such a huge fear of mine, specifically, so I'm not going to laugh at that, but...
It happened to my mom when she was a kid, their dog.
Man, some sick stuff, but yeah, if someone thinks that their tree is poisoning, don't think that the person is crazy, because it's probably true.
Well, we hope that the tree recovers. All right, so moving forward, let's do one more today. Actually, let's do a quick one. A $500 laptop was taken out of the reporting party's toolbox 2 weeks prior. I just thought that was funny because who keeps their laptop in a toolbox?
I do.
Okay, Monica. All right, now here's the main story.
If I remember my laptop.
Petty theft happened on Ocean Avenue at 1:47 p.m. The reporting party let a transient sleep in their car, who then took approximately $350 worth of items, which included a passport and a license. The incident occurred right before Christmas. That's what happens when you get in the giving spirit.
Man. You know, you try to do the right thing, or you try to think like, okay, what am I going to do this season to like give on? It's better to give than to receive. That's something that like might happen to me.
Really?
Like, I might be talked into, just let me sleep in your car.
You let me sleep in your car before, but luckily I only took a hairband.
I only have gum and, like, sunglasses. Like, 5 million pairs of cheap sunglasses in my car. So,
I don't really
feel
bad for this person because, you know,
they tried.
Had to take the risk. I mean, they knew it was a potential, you know, loss.
And then it's, like, their identity, which is kind of really important. And it's not like it's just money where you think, okay, fine, they took money. They needed it
Who
more than I did.
Who leaves a passport and a license in a car with a homeless person you've never met before? Sorry. Okay. All right. That's going to do it for today. That was the Only in Laguna file. We will bring you some more crime stories from behind the orange curtain on Friday. Monica, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Now back to Generational Alt Rock on KX 93.5.